Vectis Radio.
What's happening now, Maggie?
We're going to talk to the lovely Mark from the Isle of Wight Cat Centre. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're doing fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Very well indeed.
And how's that honey?
Honey is wonderful. So Honey is my cat, mm-hmm. And she's a Facebook star as yep. well. And she also, her page is monetized, so she generates money for Cats Protection Isle of Wight.
Right.
But she's lovely.
Yes, I'm sure.
She's, look her up.
Is she a ginger?
She's a ginger. Yeah, she's a long-haired ginger.
Does she still manage to lose her GPS collar?
She did that recently, and I couldn't get it back either, unfortunately. But luckily, I always have a spare. Yes, I think there's two out there now somewhere,
and
covered in moss.
She's a bit of a diva.
She is a bit of a diva. Yes, when I put the camera on, she's perks
posing,
up and she's
yeah.
ready for it. Yes, yeah, she certainly is.
The honey pose.
Yeah. The honey
so
pose.
What's been going on up at the Cat Centre then?
All sorts of things have been going on. As you know, we've had our 65th anniversary.
Yes.
Which was wonderful. Big 60s theme on that. And we've also had our tabletop sale recently, which was very successful. Another one, I believe, in September.
All right.
Hmm. Yeah, so...
Okay.
Well, down at the centre.
Down at the centre,
yeah.
Yes, at Marlborough Road in Ryde. So, a few things to talk about today.
Okay.
One certainly is a bit of an old chestnut, but it's an ongoing issue, really, which is the subject of microchipping.
Right.
Yes.
Now, as I'm sure you're aware, this brings a lot of benefits. I mean, obviously, if a cat is lost and then found again, we can actually scan the chip. We actually have volunteers who do that in our stray cat team.
And assuming it's kept up to date.
Well, yes, we'll come on to that, but absolutely, that is a problem. But also, if the cat sadly has a trauma, it can be identified.
Yes.
It's an easy procedure. I mean, look, you know, this is like a grain of rice comes out of a big syringe and it takes seconds to administer.
Yep.
So it's not difficult to do. But it is really important to make sure that the microchip is registered. We do find that some cats come in, they've got a microchip, they're not even registered to anything,
right.
Which is quite odd. But also, you know, you need to make sure that as the owner, you need to make sure that your details are up to
yes,
date as well.
Absolutely.
So if you move... they've got to be updated on the database.
Yeah.
So this is really, really important. It is, of course, a legal requirement to do that now, not only to microchip your cat, but to keep it up to date.
Yes.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
So
it's advisable as well for any other pets you might have. I mean,
yes, dogs.
We have a tortoise and he's got a microchip.
I remember you saying that. Yeah. How do you get that into a tortoise?
Don't ask me.
No. I mean,
the vet
cat
did it.
I get, but...
In his leg.
In his leg,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get a little scaly legs,
yes,
haven't I?
Yes,
but look, I mean, it's a responsible thing to do, isn't it? This is the thing. And
yeah.
But if you're not sure if your cat is chipped, get in touch. And I'm sure one of our volunteers, because I've got a scanner, will pop round and check it for you,
yeah.
Although you'd probably know if it was.
Yeah.
So leading on for that, we've got, we're talking about neutering now.
Right.
And neutering vouchers specifically. I don't know if you know this, but cats can reproduce from 4 months old, very,
yes.
very young. Now, this is also a high risk for a cat as well to
I
reproduce at that age because
yeah.
they're very
they're
young.
They're still new babies themselves, aren't they?
They are. They're still kittens, really. In fact, that was the age, I think, that Ian adopted those two white cats. They
right.
were 4 months old and they were quite small still, weren't
yes.
they? They could have 3 to 5 litters a year, cats, and up to... 200 kittens in a lifetime,
yeah.
you know? And if you start looking at yeah. the descendants from that, it's massive.
Millions, yes.
It shows you what, you know, about that. So it can be expensive. So what you can get if you're of more limited means, for example, if you're on means tested benefits, housing benefit, universal credit income support, you can get neutering vouchers from
All
us,
right.
which are £10 each.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, get in touch with us at Cats Protection.
Use that at a vet's, can you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once you've got your neutering voucher, get in touch with Pet Doctors Isle of Wight, which is now CVS Vets, I believe.
I don't know. There's been some changes.
It's CVS now, yeah. So you get in touch with them, make an appointment, and they'll do it for you. Drop the cat off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So male and female cats, obviously. Yeah. So that mitigates this problem. Then the more that we can do this, the better. There's always plenty of kittens around for people.
There's
but
millions,
there's
aren't there?
But there's too many at the moment. So that's well worth doing. But making people aware that they even it's not cheap normally, but you can do that for £10.
Yes.
Fantastic. The next thing is the Firewalk Challenge. Now, this is not cats. This is not for cats.
I should hope not.
I don't think they'll be even remotely interested in it.
No.
They take one look and run.
No, that's they would. But not for cats. Now, this is a coordinated event with the RSPCA.
All right.
It's at the Robin Hill site. So what this involves, I'm sure you're aware, is walking barefoot over a fire pit, and it's to help the cats and kittens, for us anyway, for cats protection.
How does
on
it help a
island.
Cat to walk across coals?
Ah, well, you would need some sponsorship for that.
Right.
So there is a registration fee, which is £25,
yep.
And what we're looking for is £100 sponsorship. It's not a huge amount. You get a few people chip a tenner in and you're there, really.
Right.
So all training will be given on the day, but it is bare feet. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I've no people have done this, and they say it's fine, but I'm still very sceptical
myself.
Doesn't
appeal to me at all.
You're not keen, Kelvin.
I'm not keen on. Well, there's two things. I don't normally allow people to see my feet at any time, and walking on the hot coals doesn't appeal. But nevertheless, I know people will do it. I'm good on them for doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the leaflet here, which it says you can go to cats.org.uk/IOW. Firewalk.
Yep.
To find out more details, and we'll have the poster up here. I might make a copy of it as a QR code as well.
Yes.
So,
is that something you do, Leo?
No.
No. Very sensible.
So, have you been part of one of these before, Mark? Has this sort of thing happened before?
What, for Cats Protection?
Well, a firewalk of any sort. So,
I personally haven't. At Cats Protection, I don't think so. We've done bungee jumping before.
Yeah.
But before my time, there might have been something like
okay.
this.
Okay.
It's a national initiative, by the way.
I understand that. I know it's been done before for various other charities. Yeah. And I'm assured it's very safe.
It is very safe. And I won't go into the details. I think I'll leave them for people that go there on the day.
Absolutely.
It is perfectly safe. So that'll. But you will get full training. This is on the 16th of October, starting at 5 p.m. That's a Friday. You can arrive from 3 p.m. onwards. You will get full training and then do the firewalk itself. So you will need to go onto our website, which you've already described there. Perhaps we can put that on
yes,
the Facebook page somewhere. Or you can go to another website address, which is cats.org.uk/isle-of-white. So it's
okay.
on both of those.
Yeah. Excellent.
Brilliant.
Well, I hope you get a load of people to do it. I'll throw out a challenge to any Vectis radio presenter.
Ian Mack?
He might well be listening. He's actually on holiday at the moment. He might well be listening. But I'll throw out the challenge to any Isle of Wight, any Vectis radio presenter who wishes to do the Isle of Wight Cat Centre walk.
I think Billy did it last year.
Billy did it for, I think whether he'd do it again or not, I don't know. But if you let me know, I'll pass the details on to Mark. But if any member of the public wants to have a go, details will be on our website.
Okay. Just one other thing quickly.
Yeah, sure.
This is about Ninja. Did I mention Ninja to you? I think I sent you a message about Ninja.
Yeah, you probably did, yeah.
So this is Ninja the cat. He came to us over 3 months ago after he had some problems. Apparently the people had problems with the local neighbour's dog. He got a bit fed up with it, and they felt the best thing to do was to get him rehomed. Now, he's only 3 years old. He's a lovely, handsome black cat, very friendly, great appetite. He loves his food. He loves his he loves his creamy treats. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
yes.
about, yeah.
He's still looking for his forever home.
Aww.
Oh, that's a shame.
Bless him.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And you know what? I mean, for people like me, we go in there, we all want to take him home all the time.
That is one of the issues, I'm certain. And is it true that black cats are harder to rehome?
It is, yes. And there
I don't know quite why, but because they're lovely cats.
There was an article sometime, I won't go into that in the Sunday Times, that apparently they are harder to rehome, yes.
I don't know why.
Which is very sad.
Ours is black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
lovely. So he's not a very old cat, so he's suited for a maybe a younger family who's going to last a few more years.
I mean, he's an outdoor cat, and I don't think there are any restrictions other than the location of where he goes to. If you're on a busy road, obviously that might be a problem.
Yes.
But if you want to come down, see him, you'll need to make an appointment. cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight. There are videos and photos on there. 03000 12251, those details I think will be on the page on the catch-up, or go to email us at isleofwight@cats.org.uk. Okay. For the lovely Ninja.
Indeed.
Isn't it? But going back to microchipping, it is very, very useful for you to get a secure cat door, because it will only respond to your cat's
microchip. Correct. Yes. Stop other cats coming in and everything. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Yes.
It does. Although the instructions say, when you're setting it up, push your cat's head through the aperture. Well, I'm going to do that and not end up in hospital.
Do you know how you do that? Yeah. Before you actually fit it, what I did, I treated it as a cat bowl and put some treats in there.
Well, I
and he stuck it. She stuck her head in there.
I managed to make the cat sit still, and then I had the thing in my hand, put it round the button close enough for it to register, and then off.
Oh, well done. Okay.
Yeah. And then mounted it on the door. There's different ways, but don't try pushing your cat.
I know. It does say that is the terminology.
It does stop stray cats coming in.
It does. And we've seen other cats try to open it. We've got a garden camera. We've seen other cats at night trying to push it open, and they get nowhere.
No. Very smart, very clever.
It is. So, yeah, get your cat.
Another benefit, you're quite right.
It is another benefit. Thank you, Mark, and thank you for all your team up there who do. I know all volunteers up there do such a great job.
Yeah.
And if you go up there, be prepared to come home with an armful of cats.
Yes.
Because it's going to happen.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you for having us.
No problem at all.
It's a pleasure. Vectis Radio on DAB.